The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Are we ready? Exodus 15. I want to give us three scriptures to lay foundation, and I will run with it. I want to share with us on the mystery of mercy. The mystery of mercy. To thrive, to excel, to grow, to succeed, to triumph. For many years, even till now, many believers don't yet understand what mercy means. And as a result, we have not been able to appropriate the benefit of mercy. So many of us, as a result, are struggling for things we should normally enjoy with ease. In fact, sometimes we beg for that which belongs to us because we don't understand mercy. So I want to give you three scriptures to try to explain mercy to us. Then from there we'll run. Now look on the altar for the next few minutes, and tomorrow morning I will top it up and then pray specially for us. Exodus 15 verse 13. Thou in thy mercy has done what? Are you there in your Bible? Oh, you are looking at me. Read your Bible now. Thou in thy mercy has done what? Let forth thy people, which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy. First, that place, holy habitation, put it there into their promised land. Into their promised dream, into their expectation. So he says, first of all, people that mercy is working for here. When I say mercy, don't answer. I'm not talking about you. Because you are looking at me as if I'm calling your name before you say, sir. Thou in thy mercy has led them. So, that means he brought them out of Egypt because of mercy. Are you following me? Not because of whatever they've done. By virtue of what they've done, they should be killed in Egypt. But because of mercy, he brought them forth. Those he has redeemed. Then he guided them to their promised land. Two things there, or three things there. First, he brought them out, the redeemed. He guided. And then, he gave them strength. He led them forth. He guided them in his strength, not in their strength. Right, if you are right. Number one, mercy leads. And by mercy, he guides. I will interpret it properly here. Reverend Tony, come quickly. Can I have two pastors come? Let's say this is the redeemed. Watch, this is the redeemed. Stand here, face him. Come on, sir. Face him. Come on, pastor. Let me interpret mercy for you. Now you stand here. There's something you must also understand when you say to their promised habitation or holy habitation, it has to do with their expectation. There is somewhere they are going. Because if you are going nowhere, you'll be led to nowhere. Any miracle you didn't expect, if it happens, you will know. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good, not evil. To bring you to where? Whose expectation? Is it God's own? Your expected end. So until you have an expectation, God can't bring you anywhere. Is it making sense? My thought towards you, good, not evil. To bring you to an expected end. So if it's not expecting an end, I can't bring him anywhere. That's why it says, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Is it making sense to you here? So it is your expectation. It is your dream. It is your desire that God will lead you into. Now, what does mercy now do? Now, by mercy, he led them forth and guided them to their promised habitation. See what mercy now does. Put your hand on him. This is leading. Are you there? These two are guides. Why are you smiling like that? Now, when you move, try to fall this way. You push him to stabilize him. You fall here, you stabilize him. Move. Move. Are you getting it? Now, what are they doing to make sure it doesn't fall out, but to arrive at destination? Are you getting the message here? That is to say, by virtue of covenant of redemption, you are not permitted to miss. By mercy, he led and then guide. Psalm 32 verse 8. I will instruct you. I will teach you. I will guide you in the way thou shalt go. And then he says, even when you are missing your way, you will hear a voice behind you. Whose voice is that? The one leading. This is the way. Walk in it. It is by mercy those things work. So it's not a case of somebody stole my destiny. Which is in the family. Karan to where? They don't even know your destiny. Because it's only you that know where you're going to. That's why I say, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man what God has in store. How can they stop what they've not seen? How can they stop what they've not heard? And we keep saying it, Joseph wouldn't have suffered the way he suffered. He would have still become a prime minister, but his mouth was too sharp. If Joseph had those dreams and kept quiet, they would still bow to him. He wouldn't have gone to prison and slavery. He would still become a prime minister. But because he was talking too much, he has to suffer. That's why there are some dreams you don't tell your neighbors. You must learn from King Saul. After Saul had an encounter with Samuel, the uncle came to welcome him. How far? Have you seen the ass? The ass has been found. I saw the prophet Samuel. You saw Samuel? What did he tell you? Everything. What exactly did he tell you? Everything. He didn't tell him what Samuel said to him. I check your Bible. He didn't tell him he was anointed. He didn't tell him. Because if he has told his uncle, how can you become when my son is there? So he leads, guides. Did you get it? What is yes? Go sit down. He shake body there. He say yes. He's enjoying it. He say yes. Praise God. Did you get that point? Number two scripture, Genesis 32, verse 10 to 12. So first one, by mercy, he led them. So mercy gives leadership. It gives direction. It gives defense. I am unworthy of all the kindness. I'm not worthy of the least of all thy mercy. Of all what? Mercy. And of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan. And now I am become what? Now, what made him to multiply to two bands was mercy. So mercy is a multiplier. That is, mercy brings about increase. Mercy brings about profit, prosperity. So mercy, by mercy, he leads and guides to make sure you arrive at the right place. By mercy, he multiplies you from what you were yesterday to something else. So if you were 1,000 this year, by next year, you become 10,000, 100,000. So all those ones, by mercy. Are you following me now? Number three, Luke 1:54. Luke 1:54. So, why did he help them? So, mercy provokes help. If anybody will help you in life, sometimes it looks like pity. But for someone to help you in life, there's what is called oil of mercy. That they will see around you, fall in love with you, help you, and move on. So, when God releases the oil of mercy, when God remembers his mercy, he helps a man. And those three things are available in this convention. Direction to your promised land. Spirit to multiply that which you have. And then help. And I found out that I'm ready now to preach. Are you ready? And I found out that the church doesn't even understand mercy. If you ask me to define mercy, I will say mercy is the totality of God's love for mankind. It is the totality of God's love. It is what makes God not to turn away his eyes from a man. It is what makes God to look at a man and pick him out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set his feet on the rock to stay. It's what God sees in a man and make him to move, either with his equals or above his equals, and even beyond those who are superior to him. It is mercy. When a man has found mercy, life becomes easy. Struggle is removed. Pains are removed. But where there is no mercy in a man's life, he struggles. That's why in Psalm 90, verse 14, Psalm 90, 14, read together with me in concert, one go. Oh, how? With what? Why? That we may rejoice and be glad. Take it again one more time. With thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad. That is to say, if you don't have early satisfaction of mercy, there is no rejoicing, there is no gladness. So it takes early satisfaction of mercy in a man's life to bring joy and gladness. Where there is no mercy, or where mercy is delayed in a man's life, struggle is imminent. Where there is no mercy, a man struggles. Things he should get in 1 year, he struggles for 10 years to get it. In John chapter 5, verse 5, the man at the pool called Bethesda, what was his problem? Lack of mercy. For 30 and 8 years, this man was there. There was no mercy to make him change his life. Where mercy is delayed, life progress is delayed. What you call thrive become delayed in a man's life that lacks mercy, not minding your academic qualification. The success race is not run by academic qualification. It's not by height. It's by mercy. And this mercy I'm talking about is God's prerogative. That's why he says, I will have mercy on whom I will have. It's my choice. But I'm glad to let you know, there is somebody in this house tonight, you are God's choice for mercy today. Yeah. It is his choice to show a man mercy. It is his choice. Everyone needs early satisfaction of mercy. Where a man lacks mercy, your mates leave you behind. That's where you beg your mates for money. You beg your mates to help you submit application letter for job. In fact, some of you are even employed by your mates. Even those who graduated after you employ you. But where there is early satisfaction of mercy, life runs so much with ease. In fact, things you look like an expert in whatever you do because of his mercy. Mercy is a mystery which the church needs to understand. If we get it, one, our prayer points will be reduced. Night vigil may even be stopped. You want somebody night vigil and sleeping vigils. Just go down and sleep. Praise God. Are you following me here? So when a man's life locates mercy, things happen so fast, business runs so fast, marriage fast, you get married on time, give birth on time, make money on time, and begin to go on cruise. Go on holidays. Life is not meant for punishment. So people are living life as if they take life cost them. Take life cost them. As if they are begging you to be alive. They are begging to be alive. To sleep, you grumble. To wake up, you wish you didn't wake up. To eat, you grow. Everything grumbled. But when mercy comes in, early mercy comes in. When mercy comes on time, things work quickly. In quick succession. Mercy. What lifted Joseph was mercy. What lifted David was mercy. Any man you see making it in life with ease and sweatless, mercy is at work. Nothing but mercy. And let me say this, not everybody's struggling. Not everybody. Don't ever deceive yourself to say everybody's struggling. No. You may be, but not us. Not us. Not us. Somebody say Nigerians are poor. I just been here and said I'm not among them. I'm not among them. Don't ever say it. Because when you have mercy, it's like a condition. You are at peace. In the midst of the storm, you have peace. Mercy said, let's cross over. Once he said, let's cross over. One, your eyes is at the other side. Get this one. When Jesus said to the disciples, let us cross to the other side. And he left them and went to sleep. Are you there? And the storm came. When the storm came, Master, don't you care we perish? He got up gently. And just tried them, he commanded the storm to cease. He went back to sleep. Jesus wouldn't have even bothered to command the storm to cease, because the order is, let's go to the other side. Whether storm came or it didn't come, we are going to the other side. That is expectation. Let's go to the other side. I'm not telling you, where are they? Come on, get three of you. I'm not telling you, come and look at the wind. Stay again. Watch this now. Now, the wind is around. Where is he going to? There. So, when he say, looking unto Jesus, the author of the finisher, expectation. Where you are going to? Expectation. So, whether there is wind or not, you have spoken your destination. The storms that came is irrelevant. They didn't come to stop you. They came to distract. But he led and he guides. So, your own is to remain focused. Ignore the storm. Ignore the wind. You are not looking for wind. You are not looking for storm. Let us go there. We are going there. Are you getting it? So, he just got up. Look at this serious disciples. Storm. He went to sleep. He didn't talk to them. He let them thinking. What kind of human being is this? Even the storm, he didn't fear the storm. Because he has said, let's go there. He did, they call me a madman in the plane. Said, my dear. We're traveling, and then the pilot, remember I called my wicked man. He said, the flight will be very turbulent. Why are you telling me the air? You should have said so before the plane left ground. There's no bus stop to say, park, let me come down. I said, what kind of wicked pilot is this one? He said, for about 2 hours. 2 hours? That is hell. People began to pray. What are you going to pray for? That place? I just carry hand on my head, though. I say, Father, you give your beloved sound sleep. Give me sound sleep. Let me wake up. He said, I wake up in heaven. Or where I'm going to. But this 2 hours storm, no, not me. How I slept off, I don't know. And I woke up, I saw people breathing and panting. Those who were even holding Islamic cross were praying in Jesus' name with it. So I now touched the man that was on my side. I said, what happened? He said, are you not in the plane? I said, I'm in the plane. What happened? I said, I was sleeping. He said, you're a madman. I said, I know. I said, I know. Only a madman can sleep. And in Christianity, to get certain miracles, you must practice madness. You must have some element of madness. Otherwise, you'll be so human that you'll lose every miracle. Hallelujah. Are you getting it now? So, mercy is the totality of all that God carries in him. I'll give you a few examples and we'll pray. In Matthew 15:22. Watch this and you will get it. Are we there? And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him. What did he say? Say it louder. What did he say? O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with what? Now, if your daughter has Nigerian devil, the type that lifted one bro, Unibenge, hit him on the floor. I've told you the story before. The man thought it was by height and weight. You cast that demon. You say, move, 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 move. We're even looking for who come and help us before. We move. Don't do like this. I can't forget it. Here in Uniben, 1987. You say, you there, what are you doing? The girl look at the man. You say, you, where are you standing? He's on the ground. This guy just lifted the man from ground. Smashed him. We just hear, Guy. I was looking for a window. You smashed our leader on the floor. Then, what will you do to us? So, the woman came. Master, and mother should be, if your daughter is vexed with a demon, will you say, Jesus, have mercy on me and come and... No, you say, Master, come and remove this devil. Am I talking to you? But that case is not only... What you are seeing is just a manifestation. There is more problem to it than what you are seeing. So you must say, have mercy. Because when mercy comes, everything called problem in that body must go. Is it making sense to you now? Not only will the demons go, the lost years, the lost years of that girl will be restored. Have mercy. And when Jesus turned and mercy came, that girl was free. Without saying, you demon, come out. So if you say, mercy, not only is the problem you know disappear, other problems you don't know will go. Because mercy comes like an atomic bomb. When he hits a thing, he makes it new all over. Is it making sense now? You will get it. In Luke 17, verse 13. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Luke 17, 13. And they lifted up their voices. Give me verse 12. Are we there now? And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were what? What were they? Lepers. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master. What did they say? Now, what do you expect a leper to ask for from Jesus? Say, Jesus, heal me. I'm a leper. Heal me. They didn't ask to be healed of lepers. They know if mercy comes, lepers will disappear. Sometimes we take a long process to get results because you ask for solutions one by one. If these lepers were to ask like Nigerians, they will say, Jesus, I'm a leper. Heal me of leprosy. Now, they've not worked for years. They've been living in the bush. So after Jesus, we pray for lepers. He will not pray for them to have money, or he may dash them money. Like people do today in the church. They come to church. After they get born again, they say, Pastor, give me transport fare. One of my friends started a church in Lagos. After 3 years, he come and say, oh boy, this is not ministry. I'm going back. I said, what happened? He said, every Sunday, as they give offering, they also line up to collect it. He said, so that I won't hear that he commits suicide. So he moved down to Asaba. Sam, he left Lagos. He moved. So if they had prayed, Jesus, heal me of lepers, if they are healed of lepers, where would they start life from? When he say, have mercy, and Jesus, release mercy. So lepers disappear and other things are restored back. So mercy brings total, complete restoration.
and command success for a man's life. Mercy. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. That's what the psalmist says in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He make me to lie down in green pastures, blah, 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 blah. Then he says, surely, what did he say? Surely, goodness and what? Mercy. Goodness, mercy follows me. Follow me. If there is anything you need in life to thrive and to succeed, is God's mercy. It's not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth, until God shows mercy. Your willingness and your running is in vain. Am I blessing you here tonight? Mercy. Let's tie it up. Mark 10. Popular scripture, you know, from verse 46. Mark 10. What a faithful God. There is something I've not shown you, which I want to show you now here. Now give me James 2, verse 13. Give it to me, not in King James, in another translation, but not Greek. See, common English Bible is okay. Now read it together with me, one go. Mercy does what? Let me interpret it. What does mercy do? Mercy triumph over judge. That is, in a case where you should be condemned and punished, when mercy comes, it suspends judgment. That is, mercy turn your pains to gain. Mercy triumph. Men will say, kill him. Men will say, it is finished for him. He can't rise again. He can't make it again. But when mercy comes, he say, what men are saying is wrong. That is not me. Mercy triumph over judgment. So when mercy comes, it guarantees you a future. It guarantees you a life. It not only gives you hope, but it gives you a future which no man can gainsay nor resist. Only mercy can do it. Mercy removes sorrow from a man's life. Mercy makes you not to compete with anybody, but to run your race and to win, and with peace of mind. Somebody shout hallelujah. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Mark 10, 46. Then they came to Jericho. Are Jesus and his disciples together? Give me King James now. Give me King James. Thank you. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with the disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side, doing what? Now, let's look at his problem. Number one, say blind. Somebody say blind. Then begging. So he's blind and he's a beggar. That means he's poor. The next verse. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, do what? What did he say? Now, today, let's do it again. Come on, sirs. Let's do something. Since you acted the one they led, be blind Bartimaeus now. So sit down here. Watch now. Jesus is passing by. Now when he shout, that son of David have mercy. Tell him to shut up. Stop shouting. Oh yeah. Now are you following me? Watch now. Now when they told him to shut up, remember he's blind. And a beggar, a blind person is very fearful. Are you following me? And so when they say, shut up, don't make noise, you would have expected him to shut up. Or if he will talk again, he will say something different from what he said before. Am I talking to you? But this man has an understanding of the mystery of mercy. When they say, stop making noise, give me the next verse. And when he heard, and And Benny charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal. What did he say again? Thou son of David, have mercy. What does the man mean? He knows if he beg him to heal him from sight, to make him see, after that, will he beg for money? No. So what did he do? He knows that if only he can receive mercy, he will get his sight, he will get prosperity together. So when they say, shut up, he say, I know what I'm saying. Even if you want to kill me, I know if I can obtain mercy, my eyes I will see, money I will get. So he shouted him all, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped. He never begged again. And he began to see. If you keep calling your problems one by one, it will take you many years to get it solved. But if only tonight you can obtain mercy, every of those problems tonight can dissolve. Hebrews 4 verse 16 says, let me get on the screen, Hebrews 4:16. What is there? Hebrews 4:16. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain and find what? Grace to help in time of need. So, when there is a need, mercy is the answer. Not calling them one by one. Mercy is a total package for your complete deliverance. If you can obtain mercy tonight, what you have been crying for many years, and that is why I came, that there is solution, there is answer to every problem you have been battling with in life. Every problem. I say to Dr. Ben, I'm coming here on assignment. I came with divine assignment. Listen to me. There is no problem you are carrying home from this convention this year. All you are looking for is package inside mercy. You need a husband. You need a child. You need money, business, contract. Thou son of David, have mercy. Psalm 44 verse 3 says, they got not the land in possession by their power, but your arm, thy arm of righteousness, God down has a favor, what you have shown them mercy. They got it. I made up my mind not to struggle on it. It's a decision I made. I won't struggle. That any way anybody will enter as a human being, my mate, I will enter there with ease. It's a decision. And mercy has always opened doors everywhere. You can't locate mercy and struggle. You can't. It was mercy that made Caleb to say at 75, say, give me this mountain. As I was 45 years ago, so I am now. What happened to Caleb? For 45 years, mercy eluded him. The day he remembered something called mercy, energy came back. It was mercy that made David, that Saul could pursue him for 38 years. Mercy. Only mercy could have made David to carry stone to meet Goliath. That's a suicide mission. Stone, Goliath, only mercy could have done it. And tonight, that mercy is here. You are not going home the same. It doesn't matter many quantity of witches and wizards, you can go. Go. You need mercy. Before you start sleeping there, go. Hallelujah, somebody. Only mercy could have enabled David to face Goliath and defeat him. Only mercy could have done that and protected him, that Saul didn't kill him until he became the king of Israel. Only mercy. You know what it means for Saul to pursue a man for 38 years and he couldn't get him? Only mercy protected David. Only mercy. Only mercy that what's the name of your uncle? your brother, Peter. Only mercy that Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And your brother now, Judas. And Judas did it once. And Judas left and went to commit suicide. He did it once. And mercy was not there. Mercy was lifted. He went and committed suicide. Peter did it 3 times. And a voice came, Peter, when you are restored, help your brethren. Look at your faces. Mercy put a difference in people's life. If you see a life enjoying mercy, you will know it. A life without mercy is full of struggle. They do night vigil. They fast 100 days. I don't know what is their problem. They do all manners of things and nothing to show except wrinkles. But where there is mercy, you walk in dominion. You live in scriptures. You talk scriptures. You enjoy favor. You enjoy goodness of life when mercy is with a man. That's why you can say, it's not by power, it's not by might, but by his grace. Mercy. You can't beat mercy. If any of us will enjoy his goodness, you will live on earth to thrive, to succeed, to become better and great in life. All you need is God's mercy. Nothing but his mercy. And tonight, I came with nothing but his mercy that is able to lift you and give you a place among kings. Say, he brought me out of the miry clay, out of the horrible pit, and set my feet on the rock to stay. He said, he established my going. He established it by mercy. You can't have mercy and cry. It's not possible. Ladies and gentlemen, I came tonight for nothing but to release that mercy which you need to make your life better. I can feel it in my palms. I can feel it in my hands. I came here just because of that. The kind of testimonies many of you will share after now, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. No matter what challenge you are going through in life, there's only one prayer you are praying tonight. Lord, release your mercy upon me. Upon my life. That's all I need. Your mercy. Stand up on your feet. All I need is your mercy. All I need is your mercy. All I need is your mercy. All I'm looking for is nothing but your mercy. You will lift up those 2 hands to heaven. Lift it up. I get to pray. Father, release your mercy upon me. Don't call any of your problems one by one. Father, release your mercy upon my life. Can you lift up your voice and pray that prayer?
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life-transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.